this is the 400th episode.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It is. That's kind of...
It's true.
Just fucking we did crazy.
We did 400 of these stupid things. Well, we're doing 400 right now.
Yeah.
We've done 399 of these stupid, stupid things. God, what a waste of our lives. Mm. Mm.
This may appear to be only monkey business, but in reality, it's very serious, ladies.
Zero Issues Comic Podcast. Zero Issues Comic Podcast.
Excelsior!
Hey, welcome to the 400th episode. They're both looking at me. It's weird because we're in the same room, which that doesn't happen these days.
Not as often, no.
So it's been, what, 17 years? It's hard to tell with COVID. I have my sense of time. I have no sense of how many
or
years.
Or smell.
Yeah.
Or smell.
True. No.
Smelly years has it been?
This summer has also just been a weird, stupid summer, in my opinion. It seems like it went really quickly. And
summer always goes quickly.
It always goes quickly. This one was particular. I don't know. It just felt off to me.
Yeah.
It just felt off. I don't know.
Felt like it's been a good summer, but it seems super quick. Just dark. I'm like, I looked outside. I live kind of outside of town in rurally. And I'm like, leaves are already changing.
Yeah.
Really? Yeah. Really? Anyways. So.
Because it's our 400th episode, I'm Kyle, by the way.
I'm Merc.
I'm
Bri.
Because it's our 400th episode, we are going to do 400-second segments. 400-second segments. We're going to do a bunch of segments. They're going to be 400 seconds. No more, no less, exactly 400 seconds.
Whatever that segment is, we have a bunch of segments lined up. I have a timer. They're going to be all ready to go.
If it's a dud, we're just going to keep rolling with the dud. Just hit your 30-second forward button, like, I don't know, 8 times or something like that.
Works out to 6 minutes and 40 seconds is what that is.
Each time. Okay.
Each time.
Right.
So, shall we begin?
Yeah. We don't have time to waste.
So, the first one that we're going to be doing, and I'll explain them, then we'll hit the time.
Okay.
Yeah.
The first one is the pitch game.
Yeah.
This is just going to be goofy pitches, like start out and you pitch something and then we run around the circle. Anybody, it doesn't have to go in order around us, have just very quick answers, blah, 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 blah. These aren't huge explanations or anything. And then you can feel like, it's running out. Next person. Then they throw out the pitch question. We all pitch in and try to come up with something.
Yeah.
And then so on and so on until we run out of time.
If you see someone starting to flag, make eyes at them. Or just interrupt them. Or just interrupt them because this is a podcast and we do that.
I mean, we should.
Shut up!
All right. I will. Okay, I will begin. So, pitch me what Dr. Strange's actual medical clinic is called.
The Mayo Clinic. Yeah, he's a big deal.
Like mayonnaise?
No, like the Mayo Clinic.
I get it.
Yeah, there's a lot of Mayo clinics.
Yeah.
Well, they mostly just feed you mayo. It'll cure what ails you.
Feed you mayo.
You know, I went on a bit of a Mayo Clinic myself.
I had the hoary hosts of rectal surgeons.
Oh, see mine. I was going to say the hoary hosts of HMO.
That's good. The seven rings of rheumatology.
Oh.
Why are they all mystical? He's a real doctor. He was a doctor.
Well, you got to put a little spin on that.
If you don't like re-up your license, do they take it away? I assume.
Yeah.
Is that how doctors work?
Yeah.
So he's probably not a doctor.
Not a doctor.
Yeah.
It's holistic medicine.
Mm. Oh yeah.
Dr. Strange's Urology Emporium.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Astral surgery. So it's surgery, but he has to be in the astral form as he does the surgery.
What do you think of the 400th episode of Zero Issues? Well, Bri kept saying astral.
The all-seeing eye of Agamotto Gynecology Center and espresso bar.
Mm.
I like that it's two things. Could it also be a Cracker Barrel?
Yeah.
The osteopath to enlightenment.
Oh. On that note, I want you guys to tell me about Hank Hill, paranormal investigator.
I just want one last thing is Strange Magic is playing on loop in the waiting room, no matter what it's called.
That's fair. Yeah.
Never
yeah.
ending.
Yeah.
Anyway, continue. Yeah. So Hank Hill, paranormal investigator.
Yeah.
Supernatural. Now supernatural what, accessory.
Now what you got here is a bit of a warlock infestation. No, that went a little south.
It went a little too far south.
Yeah, too far south. But you know,
I found these ghosts whacking off in my shed.
Yeah, that's it's a different guy, but basically Hank Hill.
Hank. Canonically, I think they should be at least be
they
cousins.
They are definitely the same.
Yeah. They should be, you know.
Yeah.
Does he know Hellboy? Does he hang out with Hellboy? Is he part of the BPRD?
You know, yes. I want him just like just himself there, just exhausted by everything all the time. Like, oh, god damn it. Oh, god dang it.
I gotta do everything myself.
Yeah.
Bobby!
Now, what you did here was read from a tome of wishes, and it stole your wishes. You know, like, BPRD does weird stuff.
That's
like,
true.
What if there were a tome of wishes that stole your wishes? I mean, if there was something like that, what you're going to have to do is call Hank Hill. And he'll kick their ass. He'll
steal your wishes.
Yeah. He'll steal your wishes. He's a wish master. He's a djinn.
Southern djinn.
A southern gentleman.
A southern djinn. And
ooh, that sounds good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What would it be like? Here's something. Crypto the Superdog had his own Littlest Hobo show.
That would be the best thing ever.
Yeah.
As long as you use the same theme.
Oh, it has to be the same theme.
I think you should change the lyrics.
Oh, tomorrow he might stop a bank robbery.
Mm-hmm. Maybe like an intergalactic, because he like flies
around. And then something that rhymes with bank robbery.
Exactly.
He's a dog who can fly through space and go to other planets, right?
Maybe tomorrow I want to go to Mars.
Yeah.
I'm just a crypto. Currency.
See, I was like, yeah.
On Mars.
On Mars.
Wait, stars?
Stars on Mars.
Watch me on stars.
It's I feel it's like
Crash Cars.
Yeah. If like Guy Gardner falls down a well on Oa, and well, that's Lassie. Whatever. Like stuff happens.
That's fine. What happened on The Littlest Hobo? I don't really like. It's a shared part of our cultural heritage.
Yeah.
But like he just solved crimes or what?
Generally, I feel like he would, you know, something would be happening where people needed the help of just a stray dog.
A stray German Shepherd. Yeah.
He would just be there. So it kind of works pretty well.
If only there were a stray dog. Luckily. Oh, what's that over there? A stray cat. Ugh. Get it out of someone drown that cat. And give that dog a prize.
You're going to get a real Dexter on your hands with that.
Yeah.
That could be, you know, if the ratings dip. They can just add. They can add a cat.
Yeah, get in the 9th season of The Littlest Hobo when they added a cat character. So, do you guys think Cyclops should always have a jacket?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Pitch me new ridiculous Legion of Superhero character names.
Ooh, right.
Stepsister. She's always getting stuck in things.
Oh no.
IBD lass.
Oh.
What is IBD?
Irritable bowel disease.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah.
I thought it was IBS. Wait, is Irritable there IBS syndrome, and IBD?
Same thing, they just changed it.
Wow.
They just updated disease to syndrome.
Huh. It's gone from disease to syndrome.
Yeah.
It's gone from suck to
blow. We both thought the same thing.
Like stepsister.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Colossal pain in the ass, boy.
Yeah.
Oh.
I was going to say lactose lad who just fires milk
where?
At people.
From where?
And
where does it? Like everywhere.
He's a bit of a cowboy.
What is his nemesis name, though?
Oh,
Lactose intolerant lad.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
Yeah. Just shooting milk into his mouth. And then he has to run to the bathroom. But unfortunately, IBS.
And that's how IBD lasts.
Already in there.
I was thinking that his villain could just be like, young Nazi man. It's like, oh, this is seems like a weird mismatch. He also hates milk, but also is a Nazi in the future.
Well,
yeah. What do you think a Condiment King's sidekick is like?
Is like or
anything? Anything about them? Tell me. I know nothing about
Pepper
Condiment.
Prince.
Oh.
And it's just he just throws pepper in people's eyes.
Salt and pepper.
Oh.
Like actual.
Yeah.
The hip hop. Yeah,
they're there.
Honey Dijon, but it's just like a super sexy sidekick.
Bobby. So that's the timer. We're out of time. Okay.
Well,
that's our special.
What happened? What are you going to do?
Bobby.
That's one of my ringtones.
Okay, yeah. what's our next segment?
Our next segment is, I'm just going to randomly do this, superhero fatigue.
Yeah.
Like, is it happening? Is it a thing? Let's begin.
Yeah, and I think that there's been a lot of shows and a lot of movies, and particularly it feels like a lot of things might be kind of underperforming lately, where in the past everything at least did fairly well. So yeah, there's a lot of that. This comes up all the time. People have been like, oh, superhero fatigue every 5 minutes. And I feel like it wasn't really, I don't think you could really make that argument, but lately, like, maybe you could. Maybe too many movies, maybe too much stuff. Maybe people are getting a little sick of it.
I have a problem with the term.
Yeah.
And it's like a weird, like, superhero fatigue. I think this is a natural cycle. And if you look through cinema, this is what happens every time. You get a thing. You have gangster movies. You have westerns. Mm-hmm. You have, like, action stuff, like, started with Schwarzenegger and Rambo and all that. Then there's everybody, the big bodybuilder doing stuff. Then there was like fantasy stuff. They go through
everything
cycles.
Has its moment.
Yeah, there are way too many Howard the Duck type movies.
Exactly. Yes. Or not enough.
Not enough.
Some might say.
Who?
But then they got superhero fatigue with Howard the Duck really quick.
Yeah.
Real fast. Not even the incomparable Leah Thompson.
Leah Thompson fuck a duck? Fuck a duck.
And that's what she became.
The duck fuck.
It does feel that there's harsher reception in general, especially like Marvel, everybody's sort of turning on. But at the same time,
I think that plays more into social media.
And yeah, absolutely.
The vitriol of it. Like you didn't have that 20 years ago.
Do you think it's anti-nerd rage? Do you think 20 years of nerds being on top, heavy air quotes, has caused the jocks to rise up and
finally, yeah.
Finally, the jocks have returned.
Yes, yes.
That one dude from Revenge of the Nerds is like,
nerds?
Now's the time.
People
that guy looks great, by the way.
Does he?
I saw him recently.
Huh.
No, he's okay.
He's okay.
He's alright. He's dead, but he's okay.
And in fairness, like, it's not universal, because I mean, like, Guardians of the Galaxy 3 did well.
Yeah,
I think it
made the Batman did well.
The Batman, Spider-Verse,
Joker.
Yeah, like even more recently, the Ninja Turtles movie did quite well for an animated movie. Like,
animated movie that they couldn't even like. Yeah. None of the actors were able to talk about it because of the strike. So.
Yeah, true, exactly. Like some things are underperforming, but some of those things are like The Flash and Ant-Man 3 and stuff that maybe people weren't that excited
about. People don't like things that weren't very good.
Yeah. So that, yeah.
Okay, let me throw this out. I remember seeing, I can't remember who said it. Had nothing to do specifically with comics or movies, but they were talking about art in general. I want to say it was Bowie, but they were like,
well, he's dead for sure.
People, that is true. People are not allowed to make art and fail, but they have to.
Yeah.
It's the essential part of art. Some stuff is not going to work, even when you have 1,000 people involved in that thing with checks and balances, sometimes even more so with that many people.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know what? We're going to make stuff and it's going to suck some, or we're going to pick it so much. It's going to, I was watched, and I've talked about it tons of times on the show, Screen Crush.
Yeah.
And I'm seeing them turn on Marvel stuff. Like, well, they hate
it's funny
Secret
because
Invasion.
They, as they say it, they're like, oh, we keep doing this thing where we analyze everything too much. And then they keep anyway, because it's the only thing that gets views.
Well, it's social media and the state of the internet now, where like clickbait, trying to get views, trying to get attention for stuff. And it's just, it just feels like the economy of the internet has just been diarrheaing the bed for years and years. It has. It's just, and it's a race to the bottom on like content and commentary. And it's just everybody follows the leader. If everyone's crapping on this, everyone's going to jump on that.
Yeah.
And sometimes there's reasons for it, but sometimes it's so overstated. Like you said, like if a movie isn't even like Ant-Man Quantumania, like it was okay. I enjoyed it. All right. It wasn't great. It wasn't the worst thing I've ever seen by any stretch, but like nothing can be fine.
Well,
I think about Secret Invasion. They really jumped on. Is this the end of Marvel? And I was like, not everything needs to be the biggest movie with the biggest changes in the storyline.
Yeah.
It was its own condensed thing, focusing really on one guy and one little part. It does have effects, but it was like, I super enjoyed it. It was a thing. Like, it got a little weird at the end, but whatever.
Well, to go back to Ant-Man, people were expecting this, you know, I don't know what you were expecting. Mm-hmm. And I have said this before. What were you expecting from the third Ant-Man movie that heavily features MODOK? Because it is, and I want to reiterate this, I've said it before, the third Ant-Man movie, which heavily features MODOK. Yeah. Like, what do you expect?
And his little butt.
Yeah. His cute little butt.
It's not. I think with Avengers, like Infinity War and Endgame.
Yeah.
They were so high stakes and changing, and it took you, like, what, 20 years to get there.
Right.
Yeah. That they expect that. And it's like, well, you forgot the 20 years. You forgot Iron Man 2 and 3 and whatever.
Yeah. Like, and Thor 2. Don't forget about Thor 2. That one stunk as well.
And Thor 5. But, like, that's what happens. Like, you're going to have these little bits that, and then we just gloss over it. We're like, well, look at the whole arc of what they did.
It's in such a weird state. Exactly. Because it feels like if it isn't, like.
Don't forget the Marvel one shot where, you know, they get Iron Man to go talk to General Ross because they know he's going to screw it up. That's a very important thing that happened.
Yeah. No, for sure. Like, everything. And even in the movies itself, it feels like the stakes have to be, like, bigger and bigger, and everything has to be, like, a giant, crazy event. Even when it shouldn't be.
See? Because they're borrowing from the comics.
Yeah.
It's an event. Yeah. We have to do an event.
You fit that period. Like, every movie is an event.
You're missing what the essence of
none of them
says.
Are.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Syndrome.
Yep.
He's a Marvel character now.
And it might just come down to, and I think it's not just that, because I think, like, you know, any franchise that's just being absolutely nonstop.
Bobby.
People get tired. Star Wars.
Bobby. Yeah.
Bobby. And by saying Star Wars.
Speaking of which, Ahsoka. Anyways.
Haven't seen it.
Next, we are going to do Kyle's got a game of How Would Batman Defeat?
Mm-hmm.
It's a hat. It's like a bunch of names in a hat.
Batman has a plan to defeat everyone. So yeah. I've written down a whole bunch of names. So pull a name out of the hat and we'll, you know. You can try to figure out how Batman will defeat them. We can all try to figure out how Batman would defeat them, but we're going to do it real fast.
Yeah.
Okay.
How would Batman defeat Salvador Dali?
I picture that, like, in the Adam West
universe. 60s Batman. He's 60. Tied to a melting clock.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The clock is being melted by a ray gun.
Yeah. And Dali is just grabbing his mustache and twirling it. And like, and he's speaking in Spanish the whole time. And you can't understand a fucking word.
Well, here's the thing. He's got that big mustache, but it's under layers of caked on makeup.
Yeah, exactly.
I want to say he has mustache fray spray in his that he's able to get out. Sprays it. His mustache goes crazy, and he's just trying to fix it. And then he turns the switch off by mistake.
And then Robin comes in and karate chops a giant crucifix with Christ on it that's all warped, and it falls on top.
Thank God one of us knows anything about art.
All right.
Next.
They're
double-sided, so either side you pick up is good.
Big business.
I don't even know what that
is. Just, you know, the concept of big business.
Oh, yeah, I thought this was a person. How would that? Is this a wrestler? Big business.
He spends like $45 billion on a social media platform and runs it into the ground.
Checkmate.
Yeah, and next. Okay. I don't need any more than that. The Rock.
Oh!
I mean, he just karate fights him, I think. Because, like, The Rock knows how to fight, but he only knows how to pretend fight.
Yeah.
He's a sports entertainer.
That's true.
Whereas
Bam! Blows his kneecap out and breaks his face.
Yeah, Batman uses guns now.
That's true.
He shoots The Rock.
He just goes up to him and says, you know what? Play hardball. Like, say you want to fight Superman real bad. Just say they got to bet it all on this and just wait.
No. All right. Next one. How would Batman defeat gold balls?
He just kicked them.
All right. Next.
Well, I mean, yeah, that's true.
Ow, my gold balls.
Mondays. With a sad face, Mondays.
With a big plate of lasagna.
Bat lasagna, shaped like his symbol.
Oh, yeah.
How could you be sad?
Could we do that?
How could you be sad?
There's got to be a cake pan.
Could we do that?
There's got to be a cake pan. And make a lasagna. And then make lasagna. Like
Do you have to cut out the noodles? Like, I don't...
You can layer them in.
Okay.
They don't have to fit perfectly.
Okay. So, all right. Okay.
I'm making bat lasagna.
Okay.
Yeah.
Rudy Giuliani. It's a heat gun, and it just melts the blackness out of his hair.
Whatever.
Well, I was thinking, how would you defeat the penguin?
Or you could just
So how would he defeat Goku?
This is on you guys.
He's rich. Well, he's just going to get Alfred to make just an obscene amount of food to keep him distracted for about 5 seconds, but that's all he needs to...
Shoot him with a gun,
which occasionally will at least bruise him. Yeah,
I think Batman could... He just has to outsmart the guy, and it's not a hard thing
to do.
It's
not that difficult. No, he's
pretty stupid.
Yeah.
Stupid idiot. He's garbage.
The housing crisis. I mean, he's a billionaire.
Here's the thing. I don't think Batman could defeat the housing crisis.
Mm.
I think
he's got a plan, but would he enact it? Mm. Yeah. Or would that take away from here's where Batman has a crossroads?
I'd much rather punch a clown.
Than solve. Than
fix any structural issues that could be solved. I mean, like, I'm hoping that he's not one of those ones snapping up every property in Canada to.
He's buying the Greenbelt in Southern Ontario.
No.
Yeah. He's friends with Doug Ford.
We're all friends with Doug
Batman
Ford.
Batman just got slimier.
And Doug, yeah, exactly. Doug is secretly the Batman villain, the Slug.
Oh.
Yeah.
That actually weirdly.
Doug the Slug.
Okay, just
so
as
sad.
So sad.
Just as poignant, how would Batman defeat a really big plate of spaghetti?
I think he'd just slurp it up. I think he'd just slurp it up and eat all that spaghetti, and problem solved. Spaghetti's gone.
Yeah.
Spaghetti's gonna
Is he like an individual noodle?
Yeah.
Or is he like a twirler? Does he use a spoon to poke and do the twirl?
Here's the thing.
Does he just cut it? Does he cut his pasta?
Does he cut his pasta? No, Alfred cuts his pasta for him.
And pre-chews it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's...
And then he throws up in his little bat birdie mouth.
You know, and that's the thing about Batman. Like, he's constantly like, I made you some food. And he's just like, I won't eat it. He's just going to blend the thing and he's just going to drink it. He's going to drink
spaghetti blender.
Ew. I mean, I'd try it.
I wouldn't. But I'm proud of you for doing that.
Yeah.
How would Batman defeat Grubby, Teddy Ruxpin's friend?
Ooh, Grubby! I remember Grubby.
Grubby! Spin the bolo thing and throw it and it would wrap around all his legs.
And then he used one of those gemstones.
And then he'd just shoot him in the head.
Batman fucking uses guns now, we've decided.
Is it a movie that he's in? Because...
Yeah, fair point.
Just Snyder's him right in the face.
Remember hearing this sort of concept pitched once where Batman will try to make a batarang launcher, like something that launches batarangs, and then what if instead of a batarang shaped symbol, it was like a small pellet that I shot out of this thing. And it's basically Batman inventing the gun. But tricking himself into thinking it's batarangs.
Yeah, it's like Bruce, like, no.
Okay, we've got 10 seconds left. Hand face girl.
Oh.
Ooh. Just six ace.
Chips and salsa.
Yeah. There you go. That's better.
Bobby.
Last one.
Bobby.
I was going to get to Urkel, Bobby. But I was going to say, make him a Robin. He's dead.
Yeah.
All right. For the next one, we got the idea of pitching a comic. And we're going to try to do this. We each are going to do one.
Is each one a full segment?
Each one is a full segment.
Oh, my God.
So
does it have to be? Just
well,
kidding.
No,
just
we can't. No, we can start in. And if it turns out it's not going to take that long, who knows?
That's
maybe
true.
We can jam three in there.
Then again, we are riffing. We're all going back and forth.
Yeah. Well, the idea is you're going to pitch a comic with an existing, underused, or kind of one-note character.
Right.
Quick fix this sort of character. The person that's pitching it does the short pitch first, and then that goes out to the rest of them, and then we all kind of start building off that original pitch and see if we can make it interesting, or depending on how it goes, if it's
maybe
a goofy one, or change it, who knows.
First. I'd love to go first.
Yeah.
Okay,
hit
so
that timer. Okay, so Machine Man, he's been sent to the future before, he had that book. People, it seems like they're struggling with what exactly to do with Machine Man. So I think send him back in time. I may have been watching the Jonah Hex episode of Batman, the animated series recently.
Classic.
Nice.
send Machine Man back to the Old West, and he has to team up with like the Black Rider and Ghost Rider of the time, and Ulysses Bloodstone, who was also around doing stuff.
Yep.
So it's like steampunk, and he has to repair himself, and he's all coggy and stuff. And yeah, what happens there? I know the ending of the book is he just ends up doing like what Bender did on that one Futurama movie, and basically burying himself for a couple hundred years, and then coming out, he's like, "Oh, I'm fine." But what happens before that? Does he have a Zeppelin? Does he build his own Zeppelin?
Is it, and is Will Smith in this?
Does he become, yeah, is it Wild Wild West?
Yeah, exactly.
Is it Wiki Wiki Wild Wild West?
He just builds himself a giant robot spider lower body, yeah, and just runs around cackling at all times.
Does he suddenly turn villain,
yeah,
and become the bad guy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or does it turn out that he was actually built by Anthony Hopkins and it's a Westworld scenario?
Oh, no. All I know is that he's full of many useful devices.
That's right.
He could be in the past, and he could set up several things that are going to happen way in the future that don't happen in that storyline, but they're like the things that...
Like, here's how... I buried the bottle of scotch that Tony Stark found and sent him down a dark path.
I made Tony Stark an alcoholic.
Yeah, because I thought it
300 years before.
Because I thought it would be a funny goof.
Yeah.
Because I know Tony, and it doesn't take much.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
I hung out with his hologram, and that hologram had a drinking problem.
Yeah.
Because it couldn't pick stuff up, because it was a hologram.
True.
I don't know, I'm just like, you know, something fun to do with him, like, just put him somewhere else, make him the sheriff of a small town.
I think so.
I think that could be super fun.
There's just, so many possibilities with Westerns.
And then the idea of him, is he evidently a machine?
He's got those big, weird eyes.
He does. Well, it depends on who's drawing him and what version.
I feel like he's always got weird eyes, though.
Does he?
Like,
usually.
Sometimes like they're big, buggy, but they're always, they're never, like,
human
normal.
Human eyes.
Yeah. He's got he invents sunglasses.
Like, they had spectacles. I mean, it's not too,
yeah. He just wears,
too far-fetched.
He just wears, like, transitions.
You have big,
yes,
dark,
like,
spectacles.
You.
Like me. I got the transitions. Hey, whatever. It's fine.
Yeah. And when people ask him his name, he's like, Punch.
Yeah.
I mean that in the kindest way.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Exactly. I do like Sheriff Machine Man.
Yeah.
Like, he's Aaron Stack.
Yeah, I was like, he has a name. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sheriff Stack.
But ooh, that's pretty good, actually.
Then he has a baby, and it's Robert Stack.
Well, yeah. Mm.
And what happens to that baby? Well, that's...
That's an unsolved mystery.
That's right.
Insert the music. Yeah.
It's super scary, spooky.
That got very boppy.
Yeah, well, that's
it's super scary, boopy.
I mean, you don't know the lyrics to the Unsolved Mysteries theme song?
Yeah.
It's super spooky.
There's stuff going on you don't know about it. Is it Bigfoot?
I'd like him.
Yes. Ghosts!
Probably Bigfoot. So he's the sheriff. I do think he would be like Doc Browning, like inventing stuff.
In a
secret area. He's like, you know, constantly just stuff under sheets, but it's not even that impressive. It's just sort of like,
well, it's got to be with what stuff that is available at the time.
Well, exactly.
Like, you don't have all this refined technology that you can pull from and create things. So it's like, okay, I have to create. And he does it for the betterment of the town.
Yeah.
It's, you know, like,
it's like a secret,
a working generator. And
I feel like he's a selfish character deep down.
Generally.
But maybe he can change over time. Maybe he meets a small orphan boy.
Who's also a robot.
That's right.
Somehow.
Astro Boy.
He builds himself a little steampunk son.
I mean, that would be great.
Yeah. Yeah, it would be great.
And then when he gets back to current times, that they're still a kid because robots don't grow, right? Robots don't grow, right? You guys told me robots don't grow?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, thank God. I thought robots grew for a second. Thank you for reassuring me that, once again, robots don't grow.
Don't tell Kyle that he's a robot.
You think he'd,
and
like,
he's growing.
Is that... Okay, like, is there another way he could get back to the present other than burying himself and turning himself off for 200 years?
Depending on how he got sent back.
He's gotta get back in time. Da-da-da-da-da.
Well, how long were, like, Celestials around? A long time, right?
Oh, yeah.
They
yeah.
were, you know, he could just get their attention, be like, hey, listen, I hung out with you before. Just bring me to the future.
But you don't know me,
well,
but
there's
I,
that.
But I
he's
know
got
you.
His own memory banks of all the stuff that's happened that he knows about. He can go and access like Wakandan technology, if depending on what it is at that point.
Yeah.
Well,
if he knows how it was
like,
refined.
He goes to Wakanda and it just looks like the 1990s.
Everybody's in neon with flip-up hats.
Yeah.
Everyone's watching bike Friends. How did they... The Wakandans, they invented Friends 200 years before Western society.
You think it would be Friends and not like Fresh Prince. It would be Living Single, wouldn't it? I mean, come on.
I mean, there's many shows it could be.
It could be, yeah. Well, like, they planted Friends as, like, a... They weaponized the sitcom.
They weaponized Friends. Yeah. We weaponized Courtney Cox.
Yeah.
Courtney Cox is
they definitely weaponized Matthew dog. Perry, that's for sure.
They're all war dogs. we've dug deep with this.
I think so.
Well, and that's the thing.
This is a long-running series now.
Yeah.
So
furthermore, I think it's very important that we get to the... Bobby.
Bobby. All right.
Right on.
That's the end of that.
Let's go.
Yeah, go.
Please. I'm going to go. It's my turn.
Let's go.
Yeah. So I'm going to go with Cecilia Reyes, who is like a doctor in X-Men. She's like, she's a doctor. She's like an ER doctor who has the power to make like force fields, basically.
She was introduced around the same time as Maggot, right?
Yes. And I think Marrow might have predated, but also joined the X-Men around that time. So the whole, my pitch is just literally mutant ER. So I'm assuming resurrection is off the table at this point. So it's mutants get hurt a lot, and killed a lot. So, they need like a proper medical thing. Be like, hey, we can't resurrect anymore. So we're going to have to really step up. We're going to need like a mutant ER situation, like the show ER, but with mutants.
So who else is there?
How many other medical people are there in the X world?
Like, Moira MacTaggert.
Oh, yeah. She's
running the whole
thing. She loves mutants these days.
Yeah. I don't know what's going on. Yeah. I'll be honest.
So she's a robot.
I don't know that character. She's a robot. I don't know what's happening. She's what?
She's a robot now.
She's a robot.
She hates mutants.
Yeah.
Because she's a mutant and she's like, I want to get rid of all mutants so that. I don't know why she wants to get rid of all mutants exactly.
Yeah.
But she's a robot.
I do remember when they started that Moira thing as a mutant thing. I was like, that's really interesting.
It was really interesting, and they kind of...
And then they shat on it.
Yeah, they were like...
Yeah.
Well, I think, like, that was Hickman, too.
Yeah.
Of course.
So, like...
Playing the long game.
He ruined his own...
Until leaving.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he was like, I'm gonna take my toys with me and leave a bad robot Moira. Maybe it'll be revealed later down the line that that wasn't her, but, like, they did kind of turn her into a robot. She turned herself into a robot.
They just reprogram her to be like a medical droid.
Yeah. I mean,
a Star Wars medical droid.
Because
it's all under the same universe now.
There could be a couple Doombots in there.
It's true.
Look, they're very useful.
Yeah. I want to say that, like, you know, you could have, and it, like, it's an ER, but it could be a full medical facility. You have other people that have certain, you know, like Emma could be there, like a therapist or like a psychic therapist, you know, because like it could be physical.
Now, okay,
harm
do you see this as serious or slightly comedic?
Both.
Because as soon as you said that, I went comedic.
Hey,
why not both?
Whatever, it's everything. It's X-Men. It could be anything everything.
The
you
Blob
want.
Is there, and he's an orderly.
Oh yeah, played by Abraham Ben-Ruby.
From ER?
From ER.
Okay. I don't know the
name. Oh, are we doing movie?
No, no, I'm just
joking. All right, okay, yeah.
No, I'm talking about
an
actor who is
an
orderly in ER.
Okay.
You just draw the Blob like he's that guy.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. So you have a lot of administration in this hospital, too.
There would be
a lot. So there's a lot of, like, hands in pies and people interfering and...
This feels more like Scrubs.
It could be, because that also could be serious and comedic.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. It's basically, well, you know, like, medical dramas are a thing that exist, and there's a pretty, you know, there's a common language of medical dramas that we as a culture know.
So Charles keeps trying to stick his nose in, and every issue, he just comes in for one or two panels and tries to interfere and do something.
Yeah. He tries to cut funding.
And then
the hospital administrator,
walks in and goes, get the hell out of here. And Charles leaves every issue.
Every issue. Yeah. Wolverine is the chief of surgery. I don't know how much you trust him to properly sanitize.
I'm ready
things.
To cut.
He's no, really, no scalpel.
He's good at taking bullets out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah. I lost another one. Damn it.
Like each time he's just like, how come they're not healing right away? It's like, only you do that. Ah, damn it.
He
time of death.
He grabs the paddles. Clear.
blades are out.
Schnink, schnink.
He kills three more people because he stacked them for some reason.
Yeah. I mean, like, Cyclops could do, like, very...
Oh, yeah, like, laser surgery.
Laser surgery, because he's very, you know, his aim is really exceptional. I feel like
Magneto could do a lot.
Oh, big time.
Like, just control, like, stitching, going in, pulling stuff out.
And really, when you think about it, anybody could be a doctor, because, like, Jean Grey could grab medical knowledge from whoever and just pop it in their brains.
If you really think about it, anybody could be a doctor. It's easy.
It's super fine. Easy.
I've played Operation. I was pretty okay at it.
Yeah.
I could be a doctor. I'm going to nursing school next week.
Next week.
Next week, literally.
You're going to join the cast, frankly. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm going to be, you know, it's season 7, and I'm a plucky new mutant.
Yeah.
And my power is
nurse, please.
Yeah. Yeah, that's me. Yep. I'm on the show. It's a show. I'm in the book, and I'm excited to learn, and my mutant power is pluck, like I said.
And then you get shot.
Yeah.
And you get killed.
Yeah.
In the first
I get issue. Shot, Wolverine stabs me trying to save me, and it's a very special episode.
Yeah.
Where my character is introduced and then I get killed.
I feel like Cecilia Reyes's kind of thing where she got sucked into
she's in
there. She's in there. Because she kind of got sucked into with like Operation Zero Tolerance and she was like with Iceman. It was literally like, hey, we're it. Like, we're going to have to like save all of mutants.
Here, have a costume. I don't want a costume. What are you talking? Who are you?
Exactly. So like she is like the chief of medicine. You know, she's also like, you know, she's like in charge. Maybe not the chief of medicine. She's sort of like, you know, one of the people in charge. She kind of runs the ER.
She's and the main also, focus of the story.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So she is just having to deal with all of this crazy nonsense, and she really would just prefer to be at a regular hospital, but here we are.
No regular hospital will have her.
No.
Because she's a mutant.
That's, I mean, I guess that's...
That's okay.
I guess that's sort of the theme of the franchise.
Yeah. Good timing.
Sorry.
Wait, oh, that's a different one? That's not the timer?
No, that's not a timer. That's my wife texting me.
Oh.
How much time is left?
Well, tell her we said hi.
24 seconds.
22 seconds.
Does she find love?
You know, every season. Each and every season.
With celebrity guests?
With celebrity guests,
Matt
absolutely.
Matt Damon?
Yes. George Clooney shows up, funny enough.
Who is he?
Bruce Wayne. And
that's pretty good.
And Beast, I feel like could Bobby, be a part of it, but he's not allowed in the ER anymore after what he did.
What did he do exactly?
It's a big list.
I gotta read that.
He's very bad now.
He's a bad person.
As Mr. Sinister said, he's not even the darkest. Oh, he said to Dark Beast, you're not even the darkest Beast anymore.
Oh, so Dark Beast is still around.
He's still around.
We were talking about that the other day.
It would be real easy if it was just him the whole time. That would fix a lot of problems.
You can tell it's Dark Beast because he has like one dreadlock and banded metal pants.
Yeah.
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 What's next?
It's my pitch.
Oh!
Pitch, please.
So my pitch is... He's a pretty main villain, but I feel like he's always been kind of underused or just little used. Maybe it's just me and what I've read. Rhino always seemed kind of one note and was not there that much. He would come in, crash, bang, smash things, beat up, off to prison, and that's it. And I know he's been used a little bit in Thunderbolts, and there's not really used to any.
So there've been moments here and there where he had a little development.
There's something, but it never.
He got married at one point during like I don't know 10 or so years ago, which was not bad. Like they, you know, there's a period there where they were trying to actually do some like cool, interesting things with the villains. But
well, fine, I guess I won't do this.
But fine, hey, listen, it's over.
Okay, but what's your pitch?
So my idea is that he was like a Russian mafia guy.
Yeah,
that was given.
What's his name? Anatoly something?
Alexei something with an S.
Reinovsky.
Reinovsky, yes, indeed.
I probably should have written that down.
It ends with a Vitch and starts with a Ste.
It's Stegron, which is crazy.
So the idea is that playing off that, he was like given an augmentation as a Russian mafia guy and then kind of developed from there.
Right.
He returns to Russia. Will he be the hero of the motherland or a relic or period? So kind of getting into politics of Russia and which is
well, the politics kind, of Russia.
Kind of crazy
the
right
politics
now.
Of Russia. It's she blinded me with science.
And then
in case
just
you didn't know.
Just silence for the next 6 minutes.
Oh, yeah. I got it. I loved it.
Anyways, so then like going back and finding family of his. Is there hidden secrets? Was there something else going on in terms of, like, who else was in the mafia? Was he the only one in his family that was involved with the mafia? Talks, and then he talks about all the ridiculous villains he teamed up with over the years, like Kingpin and Egghead and Stiltman and all the stupid...
Moose and Squirrel.
Stinky Pete.
Stinky Pete. Sticky Pete.
Sticky Pete.
The Sticky Stinker.
So kind of delving into that, but then it's
the shocker.
Like I was talking, getting into Russian politics and the mafia being very powerful still there.
Yeah.
And then talking about his own family and what his own mafia connections were there, then linking to another Russian craven. Mm. He's more aristocratic.
Yes, he is.
And thinking like,
He's
old money. So is there an oligarchic sort of mafia, like old school mafia, then the old money? Is there a connection? Is there like a hierarchical thing going on? Would Craven look down on Rhino? You couldn't make it as a man. You had to be augmented. And it was like, then you can kind of play into that. But then it's almost seeing him just on a regular level. Like some of them are just shitting on him because, you're just part of some old Cold War relic thing.
Right.
That you were made to be this. And then you went to America and fought Spider-Man.
Like, I don't know this about Rhino. Can he get out of the suit? Is he stuck in the suit?
He's been out of it sometimes.
But then the last thing I read is that, or one of the things I read is that he went to Project Pegasus, I think, for a while. And he actually kind of became a good guy a little bit.
Okay. Yeah,
because the idea was that Project Pegasus. Project Pegasus could possibly take this thing off him because he wants out. He wants to be more normal.
He wants to wear a hat. He wants to wear a hat.
Can he, like, what does he do if he has to go to the bathroom in that thing? I'm getting off track.
It's the horn.
It's out of the horn.
It's right out of his mouth and eyes.
Ew.
It's the only holes he has left.
That's true.
It's just.
That's terrible.
And you think it's bad when it's pee, but it's worse when it's poo.
Well, obviously. Yeah.
Yeah.
Dear God.
He's constantly got pink eye. And pink mouth.
God.
And brown eye.
Yeah. And brown mouth.
Brown mouth.
I mean, the only other option is like there's like a he's got like just a plug in there that he can unplug.
He's got a pajama a pajama bottom where it's got buttons.
Oh, you can just drop the panel.
Yeah. And one flap is always down.
Yeah.
Because he's a little scamp.
I like this class thing. I like this, like, you know, because again, you have like the aristocrats, like oligarchs and stuff like that. Like, if you're a rich, like, oligarch type person, you're not getting put in a Rhino suit.
Yeah.
Like, you're not, you're in charge of your situation.
Right.
You're the people putting people in the Rhino suits.
Were there
people put in other animal costumes?
Yeah.
Well, I feel like, you know what I mean? Maybe Rhino could be leading a Rhino revolution. You know what I'm saying? Maybe let's do a little throwback to Russian history and let's deal with these Kravenoffs. Mm-hmm. Who are shoving us in Rhino suits.
Well, that's what I see. Like, I see him walking down the street.
Yeah.
And people recognize him, and either they hate him, or they love him, or they're, like, kind of indifferent, so he's got to realize that he's, like, what are you talking about? I'm just one of you. Like, I was just a guy that got put in this.
Right.
Into the situation.
Yeah, I
just worked for the mafia.
Beat up Spider-Man a couple times, but, you know.
Yeah. Like,
really, what else?
Does the Rhino, the symbol of the Rhino, become the symbol of the revolution? It's like the Rhinos rise up. And just
the Rhino-Russian
Revolution.
They smashed
through that Kremlin to get Putin? Like, come on.
Yeah.
They could.
Yeah.
I think so.
I feel like this is a sad book. It's gonna be dour and depressing, isn't it?
No. Because then I see it as him.
I don't see
it. It's his character arc of, like, returning home, making reconnections, finding that maybe he didn't fit in to what is now.
It's not gonna be a fun book.
No. I think it's more of a poignant... Moments. I feel like an Ed Brubaker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get the guy who did the art for Spider-Man Reign. Who is that again?
Kerr Andrews.
Yeah, I feel like he'd be good.
They're doing a sequel to that.
Yeah,
I know. Yeah.
For later. We can save that
That's
for another
time.
That's
why it's on my top of my mind. I feel like they would be good for, you know, that sort of the bleakness of Russia.
I feel like more like an Alex Maleev.
That'd be good too.
Okay.
Like I see that.
Yeah, but who's Bobby?
Bobby.
Hey, I have a brief quiz. Three questions only. Some of it I could name a lot of things. There's a big list here, but it's about 400th issues of comic books or comic, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to start it off. So which of these following series was the first to hit number 400? Action Comics, Beano, which is like a British comic, Detective Comics, or Four Color Comics by Dell. Dell Publishing.
I'm going to go with Beano.
I'm going to go with Action Comics.
Yeah. He's right.
I knew he was right, but yeah. I wanted to say something else.
Yeah. Beano. It was March 18th, 1950.
Because I was like, why would you name Beano?
Yes. In fairness. And it's like, it's a kind of an anthology, like a comic. It's a weekly, though. So, I mean, it's not exactly it's a fair competition. Well, it's
like when you look at
but it is a comic.
Issues of like 2099. Where they're on like issue 9,400.
Yeah. Yeah, 2000. Yeah, exactly.
You get a bunch of 6-page Judge Dredd stories.
Mm-hmm. What I'm going to do now, here's one I have. It's how many series, how many comic publications have hit number 400 in total?
Okay.
This is like a crapshoot. And I don't know.
Oh, just number wise?
Yeah. And this is just based on
my
research.
And you don't have the answer.
Well, I did.
And he doesn't know the question.
League of Comic Geeks and like Go Collect and stuff. I did my best to. I'm sure I missed some, but this is based on what my research was able to sort out. So.
Are these? So they have an issued number 400.
Yes.
Or, okay.
And it's no legacy numbers. Legacy numbers do not count.
Okay.
Because you know it has to hit that number without it. The previous issue being number 11. You know what I mean?
Right.
And I didn't know if I should put Mad Magazine on there because it's a magazine.
I mean, it's a...
Let's say it counts.
Let's say it counts.
And manga, I was going to consider putting like manga in, but that's sort of a different situation a bit because they're usually put out in like kind of more...
Now, are there any bande dessinée in there? Oh.
And what are they called? The Mexican, no.
Yeah.
Do you want a Bible?
Oh, yes. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, issue 400 of Snow White.
So if we want to just throw a number out and tell me how many you think have hit 400.
I want to say 28.
Okay.
I want to say 29. I want to say 68.
Oh, that's closer to my count.
Oh,
interesting.
My count.
69.
He's still closer. My count was 58.
Oh.
My count was 21 of monthly series. So, like, you know, you have all your superhero ones.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a number from Archie.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like Walt Disney comics and stories, The Phantom, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Mad Magazine, if that counts. There's also quite a number of weekly things from England.
When is the last time there was an ongoing UK. Phantom book? Like, I know there's a comic strip, but like... The Phantom. It's got to be
at least
25 years.
Probably. Yeah.
Anyway.
But if it ran from the 30s to 1980.
Yeah, I'm just saying, where's the Phantom now? Where is the Phantom when we need him the most?
In the jungle.
It's weirdly almost kind of equal compared to like weekly ones. A lot of them from the UK. Like a lot of them was DC Thompson that had like Beano Beezer Adventure. Like there's a lot of like Bunty.
Just
the Dandy.
British.
All things starting with a B.
Yeah, exactly.
Crimble.
They had a lot of like picture Crimble, library
and
ones.
And then there's Crimble and Bimble.
Crimble and Bimble.
Yeah.
A few that I thought were interesting. There was like reprint sort of things from Mexico where there was like Fantomas.
See?
There was Blondie, I guess, reprinted as like comic issues.
As a Tijuana Bible.
But it's called Lorenzo and Pepita.
Oh,
so wait, did you say Fantoma?
Fantoma, yeah.
Really?
Or Fantomas, yeah. Like, yeah. 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 Yeah, like brought over. So it's sort of a weird one
like
where,
the
like,
Gentleman
does this
Thief?
Count?
Or was that Raffles?
Fantoma was,
Oh, yeah, with the Skullface.
Skullface.
And a few I thought were interesting. The Adventures of Big Boy, as in, like, the Big Boy restaurant, which was a promotional comic, which is probably a freebie, but apparently, originally was published by Timely Comics and was written and drawn by Stan Lee and Bill Everett in the 50s.
So,
and there was 400 of those, well, more than 400 of those.
It's crazy that Big Boy went on to be Gold Balls.
Oh, you know?
He's a big boy. It could be Kingpin, you know, like pick your larger comic book character.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he's a big boy.
Iron Man.
Yeah. And there's some others too. Like a lot of them are like kind of reprint ones. So does that count? Like Spider-Man and Hulk Weekly in the UK. It was using Spider-Man and Hulk and then they combined them.
Right.
And they kept the numbering. So does that count? I don't know.
I don't know.
So I got like 21 monthlies and, you know, quite a few weeklies. So,
all right.
And and lastly, which 400th issue, based on my research,
which is
impeccable.
Which is impeccable. Goes for the most amount of money right now. What title that hit number 400?
Amazing Spider-Man. That's the one that jumps to mind of 400s.
Yeah, like the 400th issue.
Yeah.
I want to say Detective Comics.
You would be right.
Really? Why? What happens in issue 400?
Detective Comics number 400, and that was published in May 31st, 1970.
Whoa.
Was the first appearance of Man-Bat.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I saw that cover.
And it was also the first Robin and Batgirl team up, apparently. So that's kind of major. You know.
They knew each other, but they didn't like to hang out before, or what was that?
Robin was very shy.
It might be those two teaming up. Like, it might have just been those two specifically teaming up without Batman around.
To
maybe
get their ass kicked by Man-Bat.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And then Batman has to show up and save the day.
Oh, he's punching me. Oh, he's punching me too.
Yeah. But, you know, that's kind of important because those two are basically married now. They just seem to. And good for them. And good for them.
It is good for them.
It is good
for them. You know what? It's good for us as readers. That's. So I won, right?
You totally won.
Did I win? Totally. I want to be, come on, 400 episodes, just let me win, please.
I never win these things, so, I'd
say it's pretty easy.
Bobby.
Yeah.
Bobby.
Well, we did it.
Bobby.
400 episodes.
Bobby. Yay.
Without incident.
That's
a 400th episode that went quite well, and nothing bad happened. Isn't that great?
It is.
Except
really
for all the stuff in the world.
But
like, nothing in the episode.
Oh.
You know what? In celebration, I want you guys to have these knives.
Cool.
Here, Merc, catch. Here you go, Brian. One's for you.
Ow!
Oh, shit. Oh, I'm...
Was I supposed to catch it with my heart?
Just hold it.
Just don't take it out. He took it out. Oh, Bri.
Oh, boy. Okay.
That's a lot
okay,
of blood.
Bri,
oh,
quick.
It's Fame Fest. Hold on. I'm Bri Kotick. You can find me at welcometohereafter.com is my comic. Oh, it's getting dark. Welcometohereafter.com is my comic. And... Bri Kotick, BRYKOTYK on Instagram and Tumblr. I don't imagine there'll be many more updates. Getting dark. I love you all. So wait, I'm still alive. Hold on. Oh, this really sucks. No, you go, Kyle. You go. I'm being rude. I'm just going to go die in the corner.
Well, he's dead. Oh, I'm sorry. Look, I...
Oh, yeah, I'm fine with it.
Yeah, okay, good. All right, so my name's Kyle Lees, and you can check my stuff out at thekylelees.com. You can also look me up, The Kyle Lees, on Instagram, or just by Googling The Kyle Lees. Hey, there's a new Bri here? What the...
What? Oh, no, I just came out of that cloning tank that's always been here the whole time.
Okay, I'm Merc. You can find me at mercasylum.ca, MERKASY.ca. I think I spelled that.
You can figure it out.
Merc on Facebook, Merc Art, Merc and Not.
Merc's a robot.
Merc a robot.
Merc's a robot. Bri's a clone.
Merc and Not on Instagram.
Up that I'm a clone.
Look, I promise I will only bring up that you're a clone once per episode.
Acceptable.
You can bring up that I'm a robot whenever.
Is he recently a robot or was he always a robot?
I don't know.
Suck it.
I don't give a shit.
Suck it.
Hey, that's a cool knife inside that body.
You should check it out.
Cool.
What's the worst that could happen?
Suck it. Wait.
See you in 400. That's it.
Did you even go?
Yeah, I went first.
Oh, yeah.
And then I threw a knife at you. Wait, no. You went first.
No, it was that guy.